when you say everywhere, we've covered every constituency. Right. We've covered some more thoroughly than others.
Right.
We haven't attempted to cover every polling station, which hasn't been done in past years either. So we've had nearly 110 students out, not necessarily for all parts of the day. In the main, we've been covering from 8 till 9.30, from 12.30 till 1.30, and from 5 till 6. So we've tried to pick the busier times. And I think the average across the poll, across the constituencies is getting close to 200 people spoken to, some higher than that, some lower than that. So some of the results I'd perhaps be more confident about because we've had higher numbers.
Oh, you've crunched the numbers, have you?
Oh, yeah.
We've crunched the numbers, yes.
The one thing we should say, there's a caveat on this, obviously the impact of postal voting this time could, well, it could influence the results a little bit later.
Yes, I think it's important to realise that the exit polls are what they are. They don't take into account the postal vote, and they probably aren't capturing proxy votes because you don't know about if someone's had a proxy vote when they've gone in, so they probably don't catch those. They're not, you can't claim that it's a reliable sample because, just the postal voting is probably a certain demographic, perhaps older people more likely to do that, perhaps especially this year with COVID. And not everybody is willing to reply. And I think there's probably an age profile difference in that. Because of the gaps we had, I ended up doing three sessions of polling myself. So I was at the sharp end of it for a couple of hours. And yes, that was interesting. Some people will turn you down. And
what you got?
Yeah, come on. We all want to know now. We've been suspended for long enough.
I should sort of put some thanks in, enormous thanks to the schools who've been involved. Going round the schools to Ali Boyd and Paul Withington at Ballacameen, to Jodie Aston down at Castle Rush and Paul Hampson at QE2, Gwyn Davies up at Ramsey, Sarah Crisford at St Ninian's, and the students from those schools, as I say, about 100, 110 of them, something like that. Enormous thanks to them. They've worked incredibly hard, sending me at the end of every session photographs of their summary sheets, as it were, and I've been translating those into spreadsheets. The word of warning would be, having been a candidate in an election where I sat through the count, having heard Manx Radio exit poll tell me that I had been elected, and then discovering that I hadn't been when the postal votes came in, my personal Trump moment really, when the vote, the postal votes came out, and I lost out because of that. So I would say these are not written in stone. They are what they are. You know, we've taken the answers from those people who were willing to give them, and we've got those.
We can't wait.
How do you want them? All right, I've built it up.
Alphabetical order?
Right. And what are you looking for? The percentage that we've got, or just who we think was elected?
Well, let's see who we think's elected. Shall we go with that? Everyone in the studio wants to go with that? Yeah, okay. That's what we want to know.
Arbury, Castle Town and Maloo.
Arbury, Castle Town and Maloo are in Poland. It's quite a large poll that's gone into that one. We've got top of the poll Jason Morehouse with 33%, and Simon Glover with 30%.
Tim Glover.
Timothy Simon Glover, it says here. Yeah, Tim Glover, of course. Which would mean that those two would be elected. Stephen Crowther would not be returned, and Graham Cregeen would lose his seat. So that's what we've got from that.
Aaron Michael.
Okay. Aaron Michael, we large numbers of candidates, obviously, with the eight candidates. We had at top of the poll Alf Cannon with 31% of the vote. And in second place, we've got, does he go as Timothy Johnson or David Johnson?
Timothy Johnson.
With 28% of the vote. No one else had above 11%. So that would put Tim Baker out.
Okay. Douglas Central.
Douglas Central, with four candidates. We've got from our poll, Catherine Corlett, Anne Corlett, with 37% of the vote, and Chris Thomas with very nearly 28% of the vote.
Okay.
The other two candidates down with 16 and 18%.
Okay. Douglas East.
Okay. Douglas East. We've got at the top of the poll, Joni Farragher. Okay. Second, we've got an absolute tie between Claire Barber and Michael Joseph.
Ooh.
Well, he'll be happy to know that because he lost Douglas South by, what was it, five votes?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it could be very
making
close,
a habit of that, isn't he? Douglas North.
Douglas North, we've got, we had smaller numbers there, so it's perhaps slightly less reliable, but we had David Ashford with 43% of the vote, so a very high figure. And in second place, we had John Wannenberg, so that would mean Ralph Peake losing his seat. But I know, I've heard a flea in my ear, really, that the last exit poll predicted that Ralph Peake would not get in, and he did. So,
okay. Douglas South.
Okay. Douglas South, at the top of the poll, we've got Sarah Maltby taking very nearly 36% of the vote, okay, followed by Claire Christian. So that would mean Paul Quine losing his seat.
Okay, Garth.
If that were correct. In Garth, where there have been some difficulties, we had difficulty with our coverage of it, but we also were picking up, I was picking up at the end of the day, that there's been a degree of protest with people not voting, because I was covering the Garth polling station in Onchan, and these were people who live in Onchan and were most unhappy that they were being counted in Garth.
Because so even, of the constituency
region.
That's
right. So even those who were had voted and were telling me who they'd voted for were having a flea in my ear about the fact that they wish they hadn't been voting or wish they'd been voting in Onchan and not in Garth.
Well, of course, Garth starts just by Ramsey and finishes at Howstring.
Big constituency.
Yes.
So who have you got?
So we've got Daphne Kane and Martin Perkins both returned, 29 and 27% of the vote.
Okay.
Next highest, Gareth Young at 18%.
All right, this is the one. Glenn Faber and Peel.
We've got Kate Lord-Brennan topping the poll, 37.5%. And the others are then quite close, but Ray Harmer in second place, Tim Krukol just barely behind him, and Leo Cousins just behind them. Geoffrey Boot, compared with Kate Lord-Brennan's 37%, is down at under 7% of our poll.
OK, and middle?
Well, I've just voted myself. We've got Jane Poole Wilson topping the poll with 40%. And then we've got a split down to two decimal places. Both with 20.93% of the vote, Alison Lynch and Stuart Peters.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
That's one to watch.
Onchan.
Onchan, we had quite good numbers covering that. Rob Collister in the exit poll has topped the poll with nearly 41% of the vote, and Julie Edge with 33%, so that would be no change there.
Anybody anywhere near?
The next candidate after that 33 was 14%, James Cherry, so no.
OK, Ramsey. A large field in Ramsey.
OK, yes. Again, eight candidates in Ramsey. Top of the poll was Alex Allenson, and very close behind, Laurie Hooper. They were at 28 and 27% of our vote, respectively. The next highest after that was Robert Cowell with 12%, so they appear to have a comfortable lead based on that.
And finally, Russian.
Okay, finally, Russian.
Miles is writing this down.
Right. Duan Watterson appears to have is topped our exit poll anyway, 39% of the vote. The next highest was Andrew Langan Newton, but he is only just barely ahead of Michelle Haywood. Andrew and Michelle, 25 and 23% of the vote.